two women before her, same situation, you guys. Just incredible women, empowered, very, you know, high caliber, forward thinking women, but none of those relationships went the distance. So I finally was like, you know what, maybe I need to open up the Dane schematics, go inside and tinker around, figure out what I'm not doing right to get this thing to launch, you know? So just to kind of test myself, maybe even rattle my own cage, I thought for this next relationship, instead of trying to find one of these really incredible, well-rounded women, I want to date like a whore, you know? Just to throw myself off. Just a real, I don't care if this girl's vagina looks like elephant ears because she's been smashed by so many football teams and astronaut leagues. Yeah. I know what you're saying, Dane. Why after these amazing women do you want a girl like that? Well, because you can't enjoy a sunny day without some rainy days. I found this woman. I found a real dirty kind of chick, you know, right in here in LA. Who would have thunk? You're saying, Dane, how dirty? I'll tell you this. Her crabs had herpes. That's how dirty. Her crabs had a Valtrex prescription at the pharmacy under the name Seahorse, I think. Yeah, no, this girl, I'm telling you, she was actually, it was a little bit over the top. She was one of those girls, I didn't like it when she would come over to my place unannounced, you know what I mean? Because sometimes she'd just jump in my bed. She was a dirty bird, you know, it's like, you know, and I've got a pretty nice thread count because I'm doing okay on the sheets there, you know? If I know she's coming over, I'll lay the three POs down there, you know? Take the pills off, put a roll of paper towels, you know? Let's... Please. Please. I think that I'm going to share something with you that I shouldn't even tell this. I should never repeat this, but I look at the stage sometimes, a place I can share all sorts of things. So this would be, I guess, under the banner or category of, why the fuck would you tell that to us, Dane? That is one of the worst things that I could share. Maybe one of the wildest things I've ever done. So don't judge me, please, on this one isolated incident. Please judge me on my entire legacy. We were laying in bed together. This girl and myself, and it was a nice night. We're just kind of chilling out, and then suddenly she throws open her legs, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Take your big fat cock and stick it in my juicy pussy, and fuck the shit out of me with your big balls and fat fucking cock." So I said, hey, the language. Let's tone it down there, pay cable. I get it. I tell her, I say, listen, we can't do that tonight because I don't have any condoms. Well, she retorts with, I don't care, stick it in raw dog. She knew the term raw dog. Hi, I'm a red flag, nice to meet you. No girl should know the term raw dog, let alone use it in a phrase. I come back with, listen, I just want to reiterate, I don't have any condoms, I don't have any tall kitchen bags, I don't have a laminating machine, I don't know dark magic. All the paper towels in the world wrapped around there is not going to help me tonight. Please, it's not going to happen. So she replies with, she goes, well, I want to get off. Stick something in me. And like, here's the thing, you guys. I don't have toys. I don't have, like, you know, vibrators and dildos. You know, all that stuff is in storage. It's winter. So here's what I did. I can't believe I did this. I took my TV remote... I know you're saying, Dane, that is wrong, as the gays would say, on so many levels. I know. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was a little more concerned about the remote. Future button usage. Also, the battery hatch was a little loose, and I was afraid the Duracells were going to fall out inside there. I'm not fishing them out. Do some jumping jacks. Dunk, dunk. Gravity will take over. I'm sure your fallopian tube doesn't take double A's, is my point. This is a horrible thing to share, but there's some good news to be had, and that's why I'm telling it to you tonight. Let's recap the negatives, the cons. I stuck a remote control in this girl's vagina. I did this, guilty. Here's the good news, the upshot, the silver lining. She TiVo'd The Departed.